President Trump arrives in Billings, Montana today for another midterm rally. The president is throwing his weight behind Republican Senate nominee Matt Rosendale in a race polls are showing is neck and neck, even though Rosendale is trying to unseat two-term Senator John Tester, a Democrat in a state Trump won by a whopping 21 points back in 2016. Tester, by the way, has become something of a thorn in the president's side, as we'll hear from Eric Whitney, news director at Montana Public Radio. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Robin.
So we know President Trump is going to be speaking at the Rimrock Auto Arena in Billings later tonight. His rally in July drew over 6,000 Montanans. Has there been any kind of a shift in his support there, or you expect to have the same big turnout?
I think you'll have a bigger turnout. It's a bigger auditorium. It's a bigger city in a more populous county. His last visit drew people from hundreds of miles away, and I haven't seen any evidence that support for President Trump has diminished here in Montana since the election.
So one would think this might be a slam dunk for his pick, Rosendale. But Rosendale, who became state auditor there, but before that was a real estate developer from Maryland. So, maybe considered a little bit of an outsider. Give us the thumbnail on Matt Rosendale.
You're right. He is a transplant to Montana from Maryland in about 2010, and that's a big deal here. Montanans really value their native sons. They value people who've been here for a long time, and they're pretty suspicious of outsiders. Democrats in the state have used that outsider status to great advantage in defeating candidates in other races, most notably in the last governor's contest in 2016. So that's a hurdle for him to overcome. He also doesn't have the name recognition that Senator Tester does. He's a third-generation Montanan, served in the state legislature, and then the two terms in the Senate have really built up a lot of name recognition, whereas Mr. Rosendale has only won one statewide race, and that was in 2016.
Let's listen to an ad in which he's standing in a muddy barnyard, and he's equating John Tester to Nancy Pelosi before kicking over a TV that shows Tester's face, and that TV lands in a pile of horse manure. Let's listen.
When President Trump passed his tax cut, Nancy Pelosi called it.
Crumbs, so pathetic.
Senator Tester really stepped in it, called Trump's tax cut. Well, you can't even say that on TV. I'm Matt Rosendale, and I'm running for the Senate to replace John Tester. Montana needs a conservative who's willing to back the Trump agenda and not kowtow to Nancy Pelosi. The Trump tax cuts mean business, and that's why I approve this message.
Eric Whitney, is that a Maryland accent we're hearing?
It is a Maryland accent. If you live in Montana, you recognize that's not the Montana accent. And, Democrats and Mr. Rosendale's political opponents are happy to point that out.
So Rosendale is trying to link Tester to liberals. Give us the thumbnail.
Donald Trump is the dominant campaign issue in this Senate race. Mr. Rosendale is portraying himself as a faithful, loyal soldier for President Trump. Senator Tester's early ads, one in March, started out by him talking about how much he has worked with President Trump. And I think that makes sense in a state that went more than 20 points for Trump in 2016, telling people that he's moderate and he's not a liberal Democrat.
Well, he did vote against the president's previous Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch, and he took him to task for his VA appointment.
That's correct. Back in April, when President Trump fired his first Secretary of Veterans Affairs and nominated Admiral Ronnie Jackson to take up the position, Senator Tester looked into his background. Tester's long been an advocate for veterans. He's on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. It's a signature issue for him. He said he interviewed more than two dozen current and former members of the Military and Veterans Administration who'd worked with Mr. Jackson, and they'd said things about him that led him to believe he's not qualified, that he engaged in dangerous practices and didn't respect his people. Dr. Jackson vehemently defended himself, said he's innocent of the charges, but he did withdraw his nomination, and he chose not to defend himself on those charges in a Senate confirmation hearing. President Trump was livid about that. He attacked Senator Tester on Twitter, said that he had dirt on Senator Tester that would render him unelectable. We haven't seen any evidence of that. Mm. But he vowed to strongly campaign against Senator Tester. And a lot of people are seeing these visits to Montana as the president making good on his word to go after Tester for his opposition to Ronnie Jackson for Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
Payback. Let's listen to one of John Tester's ads. This opens in what appears to be his kitchen, ends with him in his truck on a country road. You see the rifle in the back.
Washington forgets all the time that they're working for us. When some bureaucrat back there stands in the way of Montana, I let them have it. Because if that's what it takes to get better schools, to get Montana veterans and seniors what they're owed and to protect our public lands? Well, I'm wired to fight anyone who isn't doing their job for us. I'm John Tester, and you damn right, I approve this message.
Strong words. He highlights his work. We mentioned veterans in Montana. 1 in 10 residents is a veteran. But what else? What else is he going for?
Senator Tester is a strong advocate for the state's agriculture industry. You know, he's a third-generation farmer himself. He's also on the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. There's a large Native American population in Montana, and that's a constituency that Democrats have held for a long time that he also pats himself on the back for working for.
Eric Whitney, news director at Montana Public Radio. Eric, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.